Oh, yeah. Giving you up and letting you down. We are not like Rick
All
Astley.
Of the above.
All of the above.
Big D.
It's 7-Eleven. Brock Hunter, welcome to it, the Flamby Morning Show.
7-Eleven.
Oh, boy. Should we just get right to it? Good Slurpees? I like their Slurpee Day where you can fill anything up with a Slurpee, and you see pictures of people like bringing in a shoe, and you're bucket. Like, all right, yeah, a bucket. You got too much. You got too much time on your hand. All right.
What is that day, by the way?
It's on 7-Eleven.
Oh, duh.
Yeah. Duh. God, you're so stupid. What a big dummy. Can I say something controversial right now? Slushies are garbage. I hate slushies.
Garbage?
I do not like slushies.
Icy, freezy?
Any of them. It doesn't matter. Whatever you call it, slushy.
What is wrong with you?
They're garbage.
What is garbage about it? The greatness of the cold and the smoothness and the great taste?
No.
Slushy did you have?
I've had plenty of slushies, and I've never been like, oh, my God, and people lose their effing mind over slushies.
What's better than a slushie, then?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, a lot of things, but...
Yeah, just a regular drink. Like they have a Mountain Dew slushie. I'm like, I just drink a Mountain Dew.
I'm not all about the pop slushies.
Yeah.
You got to get, like, the blue raspberry or, like, the... I don't know what the red one is.
Maybe if you put some booze in it, I could get behind that thing, but...
And that waters it down, then. It's not the same. Yeah, that's your problem. See, you're watering down this... You can't put booze in everything, Brock.
I can put booze in whatever I want to. I'm an adult, and that's... That's
take a shot and then chase it with the slushy. You're watering the slushy down. It's
here's
not
what
same.
You do. You take that slushy, you fill it up to the top, you throw it right in the trash. That's where it belongs. So.
You know what? You're only missing out on like 25 cents.
So. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Anyway, enough of my hatred for slushies. We got to get to it. It is
garbage opinion. Garbage.
You know what? Garbage like a slushy. Let's do your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com.
Real quick. I'm sorry. You don't like a slushy, but the other day you made a tortilla sardine pizza with avocado on it?
No, there's no avocado. There was hot sauce, sardines. There was a nice Mexican cheese blend on there.
Your opinions don't matter, is what I'm getting to.
Sour cream. Did I say sour cream was on there? Sour cream was on there. Yeah. God. Yeah, still better than a slushy. Still better than a slushy. Hey, speaking of food, if you want your partner to truly be happy, make sure to improve your cooking skills. That's right. In a new poll, a majority of Americans say that making a good meal for their partner in the kitchen is more intimate than having sex.
The study
asked respondents what cooking does for the relationship, and 80% believe good food is the most surefire way to someone's heart.
Wow.
Everyone ever hear of blowies? I'm just saying. Anyway, being good around the kitchen is so important that 43% of respondents said they've ended relationships in the past if their partner was a bad cook. Really?
Is this a lopsided story from female to male, or is this both?
It doesn't say who responded with what.
I don't think cooking is the way to my wife's heart. Because anytime like I start cooking, she's like, "Steph, get out of here."
Yeah. But I mean,
I don't want to eat anything that you make.
Even if you were a great cook or just an average cook, I don't know. Like, there's never been a time where, let's say, Kiki burnt the meatloaf. I'm not like, you piece of trash, get out of it. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna leave her.
Not the 50s.
Yeah. You know,
come home from a bad day's of work.
That's it. You know what? I come home from working in the mill all day, and you can't even look at this pot roast is dry. Come here, I'm gonna beat that. It's like, what are you talking about?
Jeez.
It's not the end of the world. You're like,
it's not.
And you gotta look at it this way. I mean, it's nice like when I get a good meal or I make a good I mean, it's nice, but it's not gonna make or break the relationship. Because think about when we were courting each other. It's not like I first met her, but hey, what kind of cook are you? Hey,
you guys split the cooking, or does she cook more often? Or
I'm the better cook, but Kiki has been getting more into it.
Would she say that?
For sure. Absolutely. I will call her on the phone. I will wake her up right now, and she will say it. But again, she's expanding more and trying some different things and everything. Mm-hmm. But I'm definitely the better cook. You know, it's just how it is.
So if you're cooking, then what is she doing?
She sits there and drinks wine and watches.
Terrible. I'm kidding.
Watch.
Jesus.
She's there standing next to the dishwasher waiting for her part of the job. Right?
That's terrible. Hey, so this is how it happens with the wife and I. So she, like I said before, anytime I start cooking, she takes over because she don't want to eat anything that I make.
Yeah.
But She trusts me on the grill. So I can grill things.
Yeah, see, there you go. You split it up, and it works. It's copacetic, right?
Mm-hmm. So the key is when we go to the store, don't get anything that involves grilling.
I tell you, in a surefire way, you want to include your partner in your cooking. Be like, hey, honey, I cooked up a wiener for you. It's hot and ready now.
Never, ever going to work.
That doesn't ever. Work. It doesn't work.
No.
Put your penis in a hot dog bun.
She would roll her eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me to get out.
Sorry, yeah. I don't want an appetizer. I'm looking for a full meal. It's like, no. No. Anyway, so there you go. Apparently, the way to make your lover happy is with food. Lastly, how about this? The future's now, old man. I swear to God, every day we have a story about technology.
About the future. Right?
Researchers at Johns Hopkins. You can tell I didn't go to college. Johns Hopkins. I still can't say it. Anyway, it's at this university. They programmed a robot to perform surgery without human help. The smart tissue autonomous robot, or STAR, actually performed a complicated and delicate procedure on a pig. And this robot supposedly did a better job than human surgeons.
Oh, yeah?
Holy
shit. Dude, I'm telling you, I've seen some of these videos. I saw one where they sewed up a banana. Precisely, dude.
Yeah.
Craziness. And I think that was a human with the robot hands.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, man, if I ever get worked on, let the robot do it. Just program it. Because, dude, it's crazy what they can do. So precise.
Okay, now here. This is my only hang up on this. Because it's twofold, okay? Obviously, a surgeon could just be having a bad day and mess up my surgery, all right? Who knows what's going on in his brain? And I give I'm not sitting here knocking surgeons, okay? You guys went to school for 10 years, all right? Sure. You do miraculous things with your hands. Thick it's unbelievable.
Books.
Yeah. But, you know, we're still humans. There's human error in there, okay? But it also would be pretty scary going
that
under
thing went haywire or
someone spills
power outage.
Someone spills coffee on the mainframe and that thing shorts out and dices me up like a piece of sushi. Yeah. You know, so I mean, it's twofold. You know, you're putting your hands in technology, you're also putting your hands in humans, and nothing's perfect, man.
Listen to this, man. My sister was saying this is coming up actually pretty soon. Is it's no more open heart surgery. They send a robot up to your vein, dude, and they do the surgery from the inside.
My father-in-law had that done recently.
It's what? Crazy.
Dude, like the recovery was insane. It's nuts, man. It's nuts. Yeah.
That's just how?
Do the same thing with the prostate now. Like
it's not
awesome.
I mean, I'm not complaining.
I'm telling you.
It's craziness, dude.
This goes back to my comment, Hunter. It's like, look, you and I obviously It's been a rough 35 for us, okay? Like, us making it to old age, not in our favor, okay? All we have to do is wait out the technology. If we can just get, like, maybe 20 more years, we'll be fine. We'll be fine.
They'll
be slapping new parts. We'll be ready to go.
That guy with the replacement hand, it was his anniversary the other day.
Yeah, exactly. We're almost there, buddy. We just a little bit longer.
Come on.
A little bit longer, and we'll be okay.
Dude, you and I are going to die the day before.
He's come out. Oh, all medical procedures have been figured out. Cancer has been cured than you and I the day before.
Can you believe it?
We're just floating
right
around.
There.
Son of a bitch. We got to spend afterlife with it. And we'd probably end up dying like together in some freak accident. That's what's going to happen. What's going to happen.
Damn.
Anyway, so close. So close. All right. That is your morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rockwell.